96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Skeet Show with Nina Brown. As the world is listening and the world is waiting, as the count gets closer and closer and closer. Right now, the electoral map, according to CNN, is showing 253 to 213. That's 253 to 213. That is what we are watching now. Here's how it's looking right now. We still don't have a clear winner. Obviously, you've been hearing this on all the news sources so far. Biden was leading in a couple states still in play, Arizona, Nevada, worth six. If Biden wins both states, he'll have the 270. Right now, Fox is predicting that Biden had won Arizona, which brought him to 264. They're predicting that, but they have not said that 100% right now.
Oh, I was Trump wondering was, about that.
Yeah, Trump okay. was leading in Georgia. Fox News is the only one that reported Arizona. So CNN has not reported that yet.
The Trump Associated was leading Press, in, the Associated Press is reporting 264.
Yeah. So, you know, so you got some people reporting 264, some reporting 253. But, you know, everybody's waiting for that 100% of the numbers to be counted. Here's the crazy thing. Trump leading in Georgia with 16 and Pennsylvania with 20, respectively, electoral votes. Even if Trump won Georgia and Pennsylvania, he'd still be short of the 270. Woo! The interesting yes. thing is, though, here's the interesting thing is, everybody, if Trump wins Pennsylvania, like everybody says he is going, not Trump, excuse me, if Biden wins Pennsylvania, which will give him another 20, that'll put him over. If he's at 264, indeed, then with the win in Arizona, even if he wins Georgia, it puts him over. So Biden has several different paths to getting to 270 yep. right now. You know, Trump needs, in all evidence, Trump needs to win Pennsylvania. If Trump does not win Pennsylvania, it is over, period. He has Let's to win go. Pennsylvania. He can run the board on anything else, but if he doesn't win Pennsylvania, he doesn't get in. So it's crazy, you know. And I'm one of those people who more and more I'm saying, you know what, the U.S. needs to go to the popular vote. You know, either that For or sure. they really need to switch up this electoral map because it's really unfair. You've got some yeah. places that have huge electoral numbers but don't even have the population, you know, to represent that large of a number. You know what right. I mean? Which is
but
crazy.
At what point will they? Because we talk about this every presidential election. Every single election, we're talking about the electoral college map. So it's like, when are they?
I have no idea.
That yeah, process.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have no idea. The Pennsylvania governor spoke out against Trump. Tim Wolf was like, okay, shorty, just chill out. We have the audio for that, for the Pennsylvania governor talking to Trump. It's very interesting because at the end of the day, you really want, you know, Trump as Biden is. Just be patient and count the numbers. Here's what Tim Wolf said in Pennsylvania.
This afternoon, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit to stop the counting of ballots in Pennsylvania. That is simply wrong. It goes against the most basic principles of our democracy. It takes away the right of every American citizen to cast their vote and to choose our leaders. Our election officials at the state and local level should be free to do their jobs without fear, without intimidation, without attacks. These attempts to subvert the democratic process are simply disgraceful. We're going to fight every single attempt to disenfranchise voters. We will continue to administer free and fair elections in Pennsylvania. Let me be clear. In Pennsylvania, every vote is going to count. I'm going to fight like hell to protect the vote of every Pennsylvanian. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that every vote counts. Because in Pennsylvania, every voice matters, every vote matters.
Mm. I know we were just talking.
You know, interesting, Nina, also, remember when Trump declared he had won the election,
right.
Chris Christie, who the former governor of New Jersey. Who mm-hmm. is a Trump supporter, mm-hmm. who always yep. supports Trump, was really upset. and basically said, listen, there's no basis for him to make that argument. He really said it was a dumb thing for him to do.
Yeah.
He said, I disagree with what he did. There comes a point where you have to let the process play itself out before you judge it to have been flawed. And that's absolutely right. You got to let this thing play out.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. Every state has different laws as to different election laws, but there is a margin of error, right? And
right.
And if the vote count is within that margin of error, they're not going to recount. You know, it has to be seriously close in order for them to do these recounts. You know what I mean? They will, like in a state like Pennsylvania, I'm sure they're going to go ahead and recount anyway. They'll do the recount, you know, just to make sure. But the legal system is not going to go into play. The Supreme Court is not going to overturn what has been going on. They're not going to overturn a state's decision. So, basically Trump needs to be packing his bags and get his ass out. Excuse me, you know, but that's it. You know, so we're going to take a break. Let's do this. Let's jump on over to Pennsylvania while they're doing their count right now. We have our WHUR intern in Pennsylvania at one of the tables. Let's listen in real quick.
Yeah, hey, 50, 51, oh. 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59.
Ooh. Ooh, he got that. I'm so glad they got it.
WHUR sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. My girl Nina Brown, little classic right there. That's my people's right there. I love that right there. All right, everybody. So listen, we've got a lot going on as far as this election. Hopefully, I'm hopeful, like everybody else is hopeful, that we will get to a number and be able to declare Biden the winner before the night is over. Some states are not going to be done counting till maybe Friday, but if Biden gets Pennsylvania, it's a done deal. You know, if he gets Georgia, he's short by one, but still, you know, we just need to get this done. You know what's really interesting? Can I tell you what's really interesting?
What's that?
What's really interesting is that I got to say this. In a way, I'm trying to figure the word. I'm happy that it's going like this. You know why I'm happy it's going like this? Because everybody is saying that Trump's win is coming from these inner city areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming, you know, it's coming from Atlanta. It's coming from Philadelphia. You know what I mean? It's coming from, you know, Detroit. And you know, that's our people. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like,
absolutely,
it's like black people are coming through. I really like the fact that black women have come through. You know, there's a lot of reports showing that black men kind of dropped the ball. A lot of black men, for whatever reason, were, you know, voting for Trump. But it just goes to show you that the responsibility of black women, like the black community rides off of black women, you know what I mean? Which is so vitally important. But what I was trying to say, Nina, is, and I want everybody to understand, that this really is proof that no matter who becomes president, you need to do right by black people.
Come on.
You know what I mean? You need to do right by black people, because you can't win without us.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You can't win without us. Okay? If you take black people out of the equation, Biden would not have beaten Trump. Period.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Okay? You could have took black people off of the Trump side and off of Biden's side. Take black people like we didn't even vote at all. Trump would be the president today. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I think that in a way, that's what Ice Cube was trying to say, even though that I think he went about this the wrong way. That's what he's really trying to say. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know that right now, I don't know if you heard, Nina, that Ice Cube is very upset today. He's very upset. And Ice Cube wrote,
it.
Yeah, he's catching it from black people. He said, Ice Cube wrote something like this, DMV. He said, you mean to tell me that I got the president of the United States to agree to do XYZ for black people and y'all mad at me? And I think Ice Cube is a little mistaken. Nah, bro, you ain't get the president to do nothing. He says he was going to do it. That don't mean he was going to do it. So you can't take credit for something that ain't done yet. It's just like the president, oh, I'm going to build a wall. You ain't build a wall, son. I'm going to build a fence. You ain't build a fence, son. I'm going to have a cure by Thanksgiving. You ain't got no damn cure by Thanksgiving, son. It ain't happening. You get what I'm saying? Like, Trump is a bunch of promises and, well, rather talk. Empty promises, right? He's a bunch of talk and empty promises. But you know what? Black people got too much here in the United States to accept empty promises anymore. You know what I'm saying? We got too much to accept the empty promises. If the Democratic Party gets saved at this election, it is going to be off the backs of black people. If John Ossoff wins down in Atlanta and Raphael Warnock wins down in Atlanta, then the Democrats take the Senate and the House. That's black votes coming out of Atlanta. You get what I'm saying, Nina? That's off the backs of black people. You know, so the time for treating black people secondhand needs to be over.
Well, I would really love for someone to acknowledge that when they get into this White House.
But you know what it's going to take?
For you black people.
You know what it's going to take? I'm going to tell you what it's going to take. Number one, it's going to take Kamala Harris to step up to the plate and really put those programs out there that she promised, because she made some promises too. But at the same time, you know what it's really going to take, y'all? It's really going to take for us to really unify and start growing a candidate that when we put him in the White House, he going to do right by black people. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. And then one last point I want to say. The one thing that Trump has proven, okay, that Barack Obama needs to take a page out of Trump's book is that executive order power. Donald Trump proved that with the executive order power, he was able to make a lot of changes. Donald Trump put 200 and something white judges on the federal level. Barack Obama ain't put close to that many judges out there. You know what I'm saying? So for the people who say, oh, Barack didn't do enough. Yeah, you know what? Barack needed to take a page out of what Trump did. We need to have a black person say, hold up. Before y'all white folk get this, what are black people getting to? You know, and stop being afraid of being pro-black. On that note, let's check back in with Atlanta and see where they are with their count right now. We got our interns all over the country right now. We take you to Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, and the Election Bureau as they count these numbers.
Yeah, 60, 61. 62, 63, 64, 65, and I'm saying goodbye, yeah.
There you go.
96.3 WHUR. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. How do you want it? Some classic Tupac. As everybody is waiting for these numbers to be counted, bottom line is, at the end of the day, folks, we all know that Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, will be the next president of the United States, and Kamala Harris will be the vice president. We had an interesting conversation going because I made a statement that, listen, at the end of the day, we are waiting for votes to come out of highly populated black areas. And with that, of course, you know, comes a responsibility now for the politicians to pay back those folks that helped them get elected, which in this case, black America stepped up, specifically black women stepped up to the plate. Now, I said something earlier where I said, you know, I wish that Barack Obama during his presidency had really taken a page out of Trump's playbook by using the executive order to do more individually for black people. And people kind of got upset at me. So I got to take what I get for saying those things. Let me jump on the phone because there's another woman who's ready to get on my case. WHUR, hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie. I'm from Upper Marlboro. Hey, Frank Ski, you are all wrong. You are all wrong. Nina, I thank you because you look, you sound like you got it. Frank Ski, you was wrong. How dare you want Barack Obama to take a playbook from a liar, a thief, a cheat, a con? It ain't about the presidency. It's the Senate, son. It's the Senate that stopped Barack Obama. Barack Obama is educated to the hills. He have no need to take a playbook from Trump's book to please black men. Black men like Ice Cube, who never voted before? Come on, Frasky. Get it together. You want to represent black men and stand on a throne because you've been in the White House with Barack Obama when he did this and he did that? Get it together, Frasky. You all the way wrong backwards.
All right. I think you misunderstood what I said, but I'll accept that.
No, you said you wish Barack Obama had taken a playbook from Trump.
No. Make sure you get what I said right. I said Barack Obama could have taken a play out of the playbook. The play was, listen, let me finish. The play was that Trump has gone in and used the executive order like no other president had. Barack Obama did not do that because he did not want to be seen as just doing things for black people. And no, all I'm saying is there is a balance in there is what I'm saying.
You're wrong, Frankie. You're all the way wrong.
Regarding the judges, Barack Obama did appoint 312 judges. So that one, we got to fact check you on that. Like, there was more judges than he appointed than what Trump said at the debate.
How many did he appoint in his first year? In his first four.
But wait a minute. Let's go back, Frankie, because he may have appointed judges. Barack Obama did a hell of a lot. And he did a hell of a lot for the people.
I'm the biggest Barack Obama fan.
You can't be his biggest fan talking negative like that, Frank Ski.
So why can't somebody be a fan? Listen, why can't black folk disagree on some points? Why?
He's a politician. He's not a businessman. He's not a thief. He's not a liar. He's not a crook. Trump is the worst thing on earth. And for him, he didn't get to be president. He stole the presidency because he was with Vladimir Putin. He owes them, and they needed to find a way for this scumbag to get some money. So they stole the presidency from him, which is the highest paid job in our country. They put him there. Trump didn't win that election. Even on the night of election night, he was shocked as hell that he won it. So Putin put him in there. The American people didn't put him in there. And I want to say this is the last thing. He's the standing bearer for filth and a racist America today. That's why this race is job like clothes. But for you to put things up for Barack Obama, who you say you was the biggest fan of, to the scum of the earth, of measuring him to do things like...
Babe, you're missing my point. You're getting really upset. You're missing my point. You're missing my point.
No, I'm not.
Wait, excuse me. If I say you keep talking over me, you're not letting me talk.
Because I only got 30 seconds. You got a whole damn hour or two on this radio. Here's the other thing. Black people need to stop thinking about trying to get a third party. Get involved with the two parties that are here. There are things, if you want something done, become a lobbyist. You got plenty of black folk in the Congress, in a couple in the Senate, and you got black people out here working hard. And you do have a hell of a lot of black men who could run possibly in 2024. But I'm getting ready to fist pump it up for AOC and Kamala Harris for 2024. Stephanie Fraser from Upper Marlboro. Frank Ski, enjoy your show. Goodbye.
Bye, honey.
Bye, sis. I agree with Stephanie from Upper Marlboro, though. Like, I don't think we should create a new party. I think we need to get involved with the ones that we have. Like, that's just me, though.
There's so much involved with that it would take me an hour to explain how this thing goes.
And it's going to take even longer to explain we create a whole new party and try to...
No, listen to what I'm saying. Right now, these Senate races that are going on right now, the last two that are happening down in Georgia... You know who's funding that? Those millions and millions of dollars for Warnock and Ossoff. Who's paying for that?
the parties?
The Democratic Party, yes. So what I'm saying is, if you ain't, listen, if you ain't the poster child for the party don't support you. And that's why a lot of black people who are qualified to do it can't really get an inroad, because if they're not liked by the party, then the party doesn't support them. So that's why sometimes you need to go out and create your own lane, is all I'm trying to say. All right? All right. Let's go back to Georgia and get some of this vote count real quick. Let's see where they're at with the numbers. Let's see what they're at with the numbers in Georgia right now.
Stephanie. Stephanie about to haunt us. I got you, girl.
Exactly.
No, Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie. Let him know, Stephanie. Upper Marlboro's in the building. I love you, Stephanie.
Stephanie's my girl. I love Stephanie. I love to sit down and have a drink with Stephanie. Let's get to this vote count real quick. Let's go.
Yeah, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, and I'm saying goodbye. Yeah.
96.3 WHUR. Old school 90s and now, the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. What are you saying? My little one just walked in here. What are you saying?
You can talk.
What are you saying? Ooh. Are you saying anything? You're not saying nothing. She says she wanted to help with the vote count, Nina.
Oh, okay. Come on. Let's go.
My daughter Emerson wants to help with the vote count.
Not even two yet. Let's hear
her. No, she ready. You ready to help them in Pennsylvania? What number are they at in Pennsylvania?
Okay, we're going to be here for a while. Y'all realize that, right? We are going to be here for a while.
I think they need all the help they can get. Go ahead, Abby.
Yeah, we're going to be back to
work. What you think, Herb? They need all the help they can get over there. Come on now. Absolutely.
Yes.
Go ahead, Emerson Rose. Keep counting them ballots.
I heard 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 9.
Yeah,
so just as long as you are on the Biden side, we can keep you, Emerson. Just as long as you're on our side.
Boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
Speaking of the Biden side, did you hear that? Did you hear the clip? Man, the clips have been so funny. All the memes.
Oh, yeah. Which one you talk about? The T.I. one?
Yes.
Yeah, T.I. got a song. Yeah, T.I. got a song for Joe Biden. You didn't even know?
No.
You ain't know?
Today. I was today years old when I found out that T.I. wrote a song about Joe Biden like 10 years ago.
Yeah. People thought he said, I need your body. Want your body. But he wasn't saying your body.
No, not your body.
Wasn't.
Of course.
Yeah, he was
not. He didn't say your body. He was
saying. What was he saying? Play that, Herb. What was he saying?
Was so, you know, in tune politically when he was still in the trap.
Right?
When he was still in the trap.
Yeah.
Okay. In the trap in Atlanta. But he know about some, I need Joe Biden. Want Joe Biden. Okay. I'm here for it, Tip. Mm.
There it is. 96.3 WHUR. Well, right now, there's a press conference going on right now in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, here's the numbers, everybody. Trump is leading Pennsylvania by 90,000 votes, but there are 326,000 votes yet to be counted, and those votes are coming primarily from Democratic neighborhoods, including Philadelphia.
Awesome.
So
let me ask you
deal.
Something.
It's pretty much a done deal.
Let me ask you, because it's similar in Georgia, right? So there's what they said, 25,000 ballots left to count, but the thing about it is Purdue is leading for the Senate race against John Ossoff. So do you think that, you know, usually people go in and they cast their ballot for the party. So if you're going to vote for Biden for president, usually we'll go with, you know, John Ossoff for Senate. But so why is there a mismatch then? If Purdue is leading for Senate And you know why? I think that because, Trump is going to probably win because, for president in Georgia.
Well, here's the thing. Because in that particular race, in both races, the race with John Ossoff and the race with Raphael Warnock, in both of those Senate races, which the whole country is looking at because those two numbers can flip the Senate, right? And the reason why that is because the areas that those two votes are coming out of are coming out of both
Metropolitan
Fulton area and DeKalb area. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So in those areas, those areas are mixed. You know what I mean? Like Fulton County is not just the whole count in the Fulton is not just particularly all Democratic. Black neighborhoods. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
So because of that, there still is a large area that does include Republican based people. So that's why, you know, for those Senate races right there, it's so tight. But I do believe that with these last last numbers, that the John Ossoff race with Perdue will end up in a runoff, which will be good.
Yeah.
Because right now,
that's what they're predicting. Mm-hmm.
The Raphael Warnock race was kind of tight because there were two Republicans that were in that race for that Senate seat that was left open.
Uh-huh.
So basically, Warnock won that race, but he only had like 39% of the vote. And you need to have at least 51% to win in that district. So there will be a runoff between Kelly Loeffler and Raphael Warnock. But people are saying that really the Republican side in there is actually bigger than the Democratic side. But I don't know. I think if Biden does win this, and I think Georgia is you know who needs to get an award? Stacey Abrams.
Oh, for sure.
Stacey Abrams with Fair Fight needs to get the award. And for everybody in the DMV, Stacey Abrams had run for governor of the state of Georgia. And because of this election process of not counting all the ballots, she lost by a very narrow margin. So she committed herself to making sure that every vote in Georgia and every Georgian's vote would be counted. And you can see that now that the state is flipping, right? So the question is, will Stacey Abrams wind up going to Washington, or will Stacey Abrams stay in Georgia and run for governor again in 2 years?
I hope so. I do.
Yeah,
I hope so. I do.
The question is, you know what's going to be the real big question? Who is Biden going to pick for Secretary of State? That's going to be the question. You know what I mean? Some people are saying that Keisha Lance Bottoms, you know, who's been by his side ever since the beginning. People thought that Keisha Lance Bottoms was going to be the you know, the vice president running mate.
Yeah.
And she didn't get it. So would it be her or would it be Stacey Abrams? You know, Stacey Abrams is poised. You know what? Honestly, truly, if there was going to be a woman that could be the president and have that tenacity to do it, it would be Stacey Abrams. People are saying Stacey Abrams could be the first black woman president and first woman president. So we'll see what happens. You know, there's a lot going on. So shout out to all the black folk who got up and voted all over the country. Shout out to the fact. And I want to say this because I know they're rushing me and Herb is rushing me. But listen, I got to say this real quick. Let me tell you what led to this change in America. You want to know what it is?
Wait, can you just hold on to the next break? Because what you got to say is going to take a minute. So let's not even do the people like that. Let's just wait until the next break, okay?
I'm going to tell you why all these states are flipping when we come back next.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. I only got 30 seconds. Y'all got a whole hour.
You got a whole damn show. 96.3. You are. Stephanie.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. And so right before we went to the break, I was getting ready to say something. You know, this election has taught us obviously a lot. And I think after this election is over, it will be a record number of votes cast for the United States. Joe Biden has received more votes than any other presidential candidate in the history of the United States. We're going to learn a lot when they start breaking down these numbers, who voted, where they voted, why they voted, and whatnot. But one thing is for sure is that minorities and black people showed out. You know, they showed out in this election, 110%. So with that being said, you know, there was a big, after the last election that Hillary Clinton lost, there was a big push on making sure that we became more educated and getting more people to be able to vote. The thing that really helped, that hurt Trump the most, that helped Biden the most, was Trump's lack of getting control of the coronavirus, of COVID-19. Making people stay home, making people vote by mail, making people vote absentee ballot was something that Trump did not think was going to happen. You know, it's been traditional that, you know what, during bad weather, black people won't go out and vote. If it's cold, black people don't go out and vote. If it's whatever, black people don't go out and vote. And that's always been the kind of thing that people would say. But this time, guess what? Black people did not have to get out of their houses and vote. You know, they were able to get a ballot by in mail, and a lot of those ballots had the stamps already on them to just fill them out and send them right back, as long as they filled them out the right way. And they had people go door to door and help people do it.
Yep.
But you know what the biggest thing I think that helped the black vote this time?
What's that? This was
probably, in my history of being on the radio, the most concerted effort by black radio to get the word out, to get people to vote. The explanation about how to do it, all the information that people needed was available. All black radio stations had stuff posted on their website. They ran promos. They ran PSAs. They really helped get out the black vote. So shout out to black radio that really stood up and stepped up to the plate to keep the community educated, to make sure that people got out there to vote. I'll tell you, I said it before we went to the break, that Stacey Abrams, by far, with her Fair Count, Fair Fight America, she definitely put it out there. But guess how many radio stations had Stacey Abrams on the air getting her message out there? You get what I'm saying? There was a lot of free advertising to help black people be able to vote that black radio did. You know what I mean? Black radio during this pandemic handled the pandemic better than any other sector in our community. Black radio announcers being able to do this from home and stepping up to the plate and keeping our community informed was great. And, you know, stations like this, 96.3 WHUR, I mean, second to none. The job that Sean and Al have done with this radio station at keeping people informed is second to none. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody who played a role in keeping people informed. And just like who's getting ready to come up at 7 o'clock, people like Harold Fisher and our news department. I mean, come on, you can't get this kind of action anywhere else but right here in the DMV. That's all I wanted to say. So let me get off the high horse of black radio, and let me just say that real quick. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Your girl, Summer Walker, has stepped in again. Lord. You're not going to believe what she said. Lamar Odom, who finally got a new fiance, and you thought he was on the right path to get himself cleaned up and out of there, his new fiance has called it off. And she went to social media to tell everybody why. We got all that and more coming up next. But first, before we do that, let's go back to Pennsylvania and get another vote count. I know they still count, and we got our man in the room. He's right next to the official counter. This is the official vote counter in Pennsylvania. What number are we at right now?
Yeah, hey, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57,
96.3 WHUR.